regular staff. In fact, there's sometimes you'll have the same type of position working across the hall from each other. One's in a union, one's in not. This would go to correct those folks as well and get everybody on the same plane. That correction on the May 12, 2012 with a spousal coverage, that already exists in policy. It already exists in the collective bargaining agreements. We want to leave that in there, is if your spouse is covered elsewhere, you have to put something into that if you want that person to be on our plan. It's not just going to be automatic. Hopefully that's helpful.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Any more questions?
No.
All right. We'll go to public comment. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you care to entertain a motion?
I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the amended health insurance coverage policy for dependents to 100%, with the noted change of retaining the last paragraph, all of the wording in the last paragraph under section 2.5.
Second motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mitzi.
Thank you.
All right, moving on to item number 21. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval for task order 49 with Far West Engineering relating to B Street water main replacement in the amount of $321,826.
Good afternoon, Chairman, Commissioners. Jason Worsbeck for the record.
Afternoon.
Proposed project is task order 49 with Far West Engineering for their fees relating to engineering, survey, design, and build of this project. This would replace about 3,360 feet of pipe from North B to South B, and includes hydrants, new service lines, everything else. It replaces old 4-inch transite line, old 4-inch steel line as well. For a little over $800,000 towards the overall project would be paid for out of ARPA funds. And then the remaining portion would come out of, I believe, county infrastructure funds. So we're requesting approval to move forward with this project.
All right. Anything else?
That's it.
All right. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Jason?
I have no questions for Jason. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
No, thank you.
All right. I don't have any questions either. We'll go to public. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing anything from the public. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve task order 49 with Far West Engineering relating to B Street water main replacement in the amount of $321,826.
One second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, moving on to item number 22. This is discussion only. No possible action will be taken. Update from the application by Redwood Materials, Inc. to the Governor's Office of Economic Development, also known as GOED, per NRS 360.880. For certain partial sales and use tax, real and personal property tax, state modified business tax, and for transferable tax credits per its proposed $1 billion capital investment for their battery recycling property located at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Story County, Nevada. County Manager Osborne.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record. I just want to give you an update on a abatement program that Redwood Materials, located at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, has been approved for by the Governor's Office of Economic Development earlier last week. Redwood Materials is proposing to build $1 billion worth of infrastructure in Story County, and accordingly, with NRS 360-880, they qualify for what's known as quote-unquote the SB2 abatements. It's really like the Faraday abatements of Southern Nevada, which is the $1 billion package. And in this case, it is not a 100% tax abatement. It is a 75% tax abatement for property tax for 10 years. And then after that period, there's no abatement. and then 99% sales, not quite 99%, but roughly 99% sales tax abatement for 15 years. It's not 20 years. And then beyond that point would be not abated. The Governor's Office of Economic Development Board, the GOED Board, approved this on December 1. The county is allowed to engage in discussion about certain infrastructure finance proposals. We are still in those discussions, as they have not gone to the actual contract with the state yet. Keith Loomis and his office, as well as our comptroller, and we're working with Marty Johnson from J&A Consulting, as well as Kendra Follett as our bond counsel, are all working together to come up with ways to look at financing of roads and maybe portions of a fire station serving this facility. The revenues that come from this company potentially, according to the GOED report from the governor's office, over 20 years would be $38 million to the county for a 20-year period for sales tax or for property tax. For the fire district, it would be about $11 million. For sales tax, the portion that is not abated is about $6.3 million over 20 years. And then the business license fees over 20 years is expected to be about $4.2 million. For the 10-year period in which the abatement exists for property tax, the county would see about $8.6 million, fire district about $2.8 million, sales tax about $6.3 million, the business licenses about $1.6 million. That sales tax, you could see that all of the sales tax is abated. What is not abated are, like what we talked about earlier today, the 3/4-cent sales tax items for infrastructure, VCTC, and the V&T Railroad, that is not abated. So the county will continue to receive roughly $2.1 estimated million for each of those funds during that period. So according to GOED, the total investment as expected out of this project is about $105 million to the area, and then, or about $5.6 billion, sorry about that. And then this is all required by NRS 36880, and then we're continuing negotiations, like I said, regarding certain infrastructure. I'm happy to answer any questions that you have on this. There is still more work to go about the next 90 days with the GOED office before a contract is signed, and I see we're offline.
I'm sure.